Bought and paid for, Iowa evangelical admits to receiving $95,000 payment before endorsing Ron DeSantis. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on November 22, 2023. A top evangelical leader in Iowa, Bob Vanderplaats, confirmed Tuesday that his organization received $95,000 from what Reuters originally described as the DeSantis campaign, a super PAC linked to him in a nonprofit group before he endorsed the governor's presidential election. Fox News's Brett Beyer questioned Vanderplaats on the report, which asserts that Governor Ron DeSantis's RFL campaign and groups associated with him gave a total of $95,000 to the nonprofit, the Family Leader Foundation, which Vanderplaats heads up. At the time, Reuters pointed to campaign finance reports and a document prepared by an Iowa state lawmaker who was helping the Vanderplaats organization raise money for a July 14 presidential candidate forum. "Well, it's definitely true," Vanderplaats told Beyer, encouraging everybody to read the Reuters article. "Everything we do is above board," he added. According to the August Reuters article, DeSantis and supporting groups got three pages of advertisements in a booklet distributed at the July forum attended by 2,000 Christian conservatives, and tickets to the summit, luncheon and after-dinner event. At the time, Vanderplaats dismissed the so-called fees, describing them as not even close to exorbitant for the prime opportunity to be involved at a forum of that caliber. "My only regret is that we probably should have charged more," he said, as the DeSantis campaign spun the $95,000 as a sponsorship of sorts. DeSantis spokesperson Andrew Romeo expressed pride in the campaign sponsoring an ad with one of the largest and most effective social conservative groups in the state of Iowa. Further, Plaats denied that his endorsement would have anything to do with the funds. "My endorsement has never been and never will be for sale," Vanderplaats said, according to the August Reuters article. "My only interest is in bold, courageous, principled leadership for this country." Tuesday, following that flow of money, Vanderplaats formally endorsed DeSantis. "I am thrilled to throw my personal endorsement and support behind Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida," he said during that Fox News interview with Beyer, adding, "But at last Friday's Thanksgiving family forum, he closed the sale on me. He was very clear about how we need a president who can serve two terms, not one term." He continued, "We don't need a president that's going to be a lame duck on day one. You need a president that is going to surround themselves with the best and brightest people versus having a hard time attracting them again. And someone who's actually going to do what they say they're going to do. And I just think he has got the spine to do it, and I think he has got the experience to win for us." The endorsement is a prize to DeSantis, as Vanderplaats also supported former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee's R. 2008 campaign, as well as former Senator Rick Santorum's RPA, and Senator Ted Cruz's RTX, all of whom won the Iowa caucus in their respective election years. In addition, Vanderplaats is no stranger to this type of controversy, as he came under the microscope about 10 years ago after the 2012 Iowa caucuses, as some suspected he was paid for his endorsement of Santorum. As the Des Moines Register reported, Fred Karger, a former Republican presidential hopeful and openly gay activist from California, filed the complaint in 2013 claiming consultants with the National Organization for Marriage and Santorum campaign staffers worked together to pay Vanderplaats and his organization the Family Leader $1 million for an endorsement 2 weeks ahead of the caucuses. Karger's complaint also charged that Vanderplaats gave his group's voter list to the Santorum campaign, whose staff in turn failed to disclose the move as a donation or in-kind contribution. However, the Federal Election Commission, FEC, ultimately dismissed the complaint. Regardless of the suspicions and controversy, DeSantis celebrated the endorsement. "As I've made my way through 98 of Iowa's 99 counties, Iowans have shared what a critical role that Bob Vanderplaats plays in engaging Iowa's faith community in the key battles that matter. His support tells Iowans they can trust me to fight and win for them," he wrote on X. "We're thrilled to have Bob and Darla on Team DeSantis and are thankful for their friendship as we've gotten to know them throughout this campaign," he continued, adding, "The road to America's revival starts in Iowa, and we will get the job done." However, that endorsement did not come without criticism, as some pointed out that Vanderplaats has a losing record, and others question the true motivations of the endorsement. Dude, you do remember you're still a governor in FL? We got shit here you need to address, but he'll maybe move to Iowa, one commenter wrote. Dude's literally taking cash from it NBR back down 24. Your dishonesty is amazing, but not surprising, another said. It's hard to respect any endorsement that comes out for you when we know you are paying people for them. Another remarked, as former President Donald Trump chimed in on Truth Social. Ron did a sanctimonious, in an act of sheer desperation, paid Iowa preacher Bob Vanderplatz $100,000, and then got his endorsement? We did not seek it. What is going on here? He asked. In a statement released by the Trump campaign, titled, Bob Vanderplatz endorses a candidate who will never be president, the campaign noted that over 150 faith leaders are organizing their congregations for President Trump, and not a single one demanded nearly $100,000 like Bob Vanderplatz did from Ron DeSantis. When you are actually the leader of a movement like President Trump is, people are willing to support you for free, the statement continued. Regardless, the DeSantis campaign surely hopes this endorsement will serve as fuel to the governor's flailing presidential campaign, as recent polls show him slipping in early states, including Iowa, where former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley is beginning to gain steam, tying DeSantis for second place as he falls to third in South Carolina and fourth in New Hampshire.